Good morning, brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord. I hope everybody's happy here this morning. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning at First Baptist Church to celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as your servant is stepped behind this pulpit, manifest through my life, so that I can be able to edify and rectify the gathering of saints here tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as your servant seated there attentively, waiting to listen to your word, Lord, manifest through their life also. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and open our books. Our reading has been taken from book of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses from 1 to 10. And I will read it quickly in English. Deuteronomy 28, verse from 1 to 10. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruits of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven. Verse 8, the Lord will send a blessing on your barns and everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given to you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as the promise you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Finally, 10, then all the people of the earth will see you, will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. I am so happy to be back here with you. It has been a minute that I have been a bit busy, and I know there's a lot of things that are taking place in our midst. Sometimes we don't have enough time to attend to each other, but I always pray for all of you, and I know God Almighty always attends to each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. I have heard testimony from my sister Sue the other day that she involved with an accident, and she came and visited us down there during the memorial, and I pray for her. And I've heard a lot of testimonies here this morning. I will always continue to pray for you. There's some things that we don't have control upon it, but God Almighty do have a control upon it. Amen. All right. This morning, our sermon is from Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 8, to 10. I love this verse so much because I've taught me along the way. I've taught me for many years how to be obedient. Here, as we step into this new year, 2026, we're still here. Now is February, right? The year is moving quite well. Hallelujah. It's moving quite well. So so far, so good. We always anticipating the hope of Christ. That's we all waiting for, because there is nothing better than hope of Christ himself. Today, we turn our attention to Deuteronomy 28, verse from 1 to 10, is very profound message to all of us. That's a very profound message. And I want us to pay attention to it. That actually outlines the blessings. And we're going to talk about blessings, because we all need blessing into our life. We all want to be blessed in our life. Once you're blessed, Not any kind of blessing, but the blessing that comes from above, from God Almighty. That nobody can give it to you. Nobody can give it to me. This is very profound kind of blessing. And doesn't come anyhow, but comes with obedience. Obedience. Obedience to God Almighty. Obedience to the covenant of God. And that's very important, very crucial. And in this new year we have entered, as we move in cautiously, let us embrace the promise of God Almighty in this verse given to us this morning. As we strive, let us align our lives with God's will at this time, at this year 2026, trusting the obedience being given to God in divine way. Therefore, we get those blessings. We have seen there's a lot of challenges here and there. There's a lot of turmoil. Sometimes you cannot rub your head with what is taking place in your surrounding or in your state or in the country. Everybody's confused. Globally, we are so confused. You see fighting all over the place. Nobody's telling nobody to stop because nobody cares anymore. And that's the things that we're dealing with as a human being. And I was hearing news the other day, there's a journalist that say she's a scientist, nuclear scientist. She said we're almost into the third world war of nuclear weapon. I was so scared because I don't want to go nowhere at this time, praise the Lord. We are here to stay. The Bible says in Psalms 118:17 there, we are not here to die, but to live in order to declare the greatness of God Almighty in the land of living. And I pray, may the peace of the Lord be still in our churches, in our communities, in our country, and globally. Because we all need peace. Reading of this text in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 10, Moses the prophet speaks to the Israelites. Because he was a leader of those people. God called him for such a time like that to edify his congregation. He spoke to Israelites declaring that if they fully obey the Lord their God. Hallelujah. If they fully obey God their Lord, they will be blessed. That's what Moses was telling his people that day. They will be blessed. There is no way around beating around the bush without obeying God. That's why the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You have to obey before even giving your sacrifice. And that is very important for a believer or Christian, woman or man, child, young man, young adult. We have to obey the Lord so that we can see that blessing in various aspects of our lives. Much like an echo of God's covenant promise his blessings, including everything from their cities to their crops and even their families. So this blessing God is talking about here is not only from one aspect of life, but from different ways of life, from different endeavor. Those blessings will keep coming into you. You will never have a store to put them in. From theological insight, the condition of obedience, the opening of the chapter itself underscores the condition aspect of God's blessing here. I say, for those who hear my voice and do with all commandment I have given to them, I will raise them above the nations. So God is not going to raise you only above your own nation, but above the nation of the world. What a blessing. Your name will be here, will be heard everywhere globally. Because you have heard the voice of the Lord, that's the only thing we have to do is to hear the voice of the Lord Almighty and do with all commandments he has given to us, then he will raise us above the nation. And that's very important for us sitting here today. If you fully, completely obey the commandment of God Almighty. That is in verse 1. God desires our wholehearted commitment. That means he wants you to commit yourself, to dedicate yourself, serving him without no returning back. You commit yourself, ever forward, never backward. Jesus, I'm here with you. I will never leave you. I will always hang in there with you, even in difficult times. Even in time of sickness, in time of family crisis, in a time of community crisis, country crisis, global issues, Jesus, I'm not going to leave you, because if I leave you, I am not going to make it. The only way for me to make it, Jesus, I will never leave you alone. I will always be with you. I will keep calling your name. If something happened to you, never call nobody's name. Call Jesus. I am strong. If you're sick, say, I am healed. If you're weak, say, I am strong, because God will strengthen you by His grace. God desires us to do that. Obedience is not merely about following rules. It involves by entrusting our entire lives into Him. So your entire being belongs to Jesus Christ. Aligning our desires with His purpose. We all have desires in this life. We want to achieve this, we want to do this, we want to do that. We want to travel here, we want to travel there. We have a lot of obligations that concerning our own selves, concerning our own lives. We are busy doing those stuff. But sometimes we have to reflect in 2026, reflect to your own self, reflect to God Almighty. Say, God, my life will never be the same. Even though I struggle in 2025, by 2026, my life is going to be completely different. I have to be a new person, new creature. That will be source of blessing to here, source of blessing to there. But those are very important words for us to ponder in it. So here in book of James chapter 1 verse 25 reminds us, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed. That's why the Bible says, faith without action is dead. Faith has to be with action. The action means you take a step of faith, get out of your comfort zone, come here and attend to people in lunch ministry. Glory to God. Come here and clean the church of God. That's a blessing. See somebody in the street suffering. Give them something to eat. Give them water. Give them food. Give them shelter. Never allow those kind of opportunity to pass you by. Say, God, this is my opportunity. I will grab it with happiness. I will do it with happiness. I don't have any second thought about doing this, because I know what I'm doing is a noble work for God's glory. Serving God doesn't require degrees. Doesn't require bachelor, master's, PhD, all these things. It requires your heart, the heart of service, the heart of giving. Bible says giving is better than receiving. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us do what is right in this generation. I remember there's a Catholic woman that went to India. Her name is all over the place. She went there and they started feeding the hungry. Teresa, that is her name. Teresa went to India without nothing, empty-handed. But she said, God, you have created me on your own image. God said, I formed these people for my own self to proclaim with my praise. Let me go to India, the country I never be born there. My family is not from there. But let me go to India to help the poor people. She did great work, and her fingerprint is all over the place now. That was a step of faith. Let me go to India. Let me go to Johannesburg. Let me go to Canada. Let me go to Brazil. Let me go. Let me go to France. Let me go. I don't know their language, but let me go there. Once I get there, I will learn how to say bonjour, comment ça va, praise the Lord, somebody. I will say, hakuna matata, habari yako mzuri sana. After a couple months later, you will learn the language. Hallelujah. Learning language is not a problem. You just have to be there with the people of that language. They will love you. And that's what America have done for many, many years, for many centuries. We have seen American missionaries all over the place serving God. This church sent a lot of people abroad serving God. Multitude come to Christ today because of this kind of congregation. We bless the name of the Lord today, brothers and sisters. Let us pursue the commandment of the Lord so we can be blessed. The blessings promised in the passage here, are comprehensive and a blessing. They cover every aspect of life. They cover spiritually aspect of life, cover physical aspect of life, and covers the family aspect of life as well. Even the agricultural. In Nebraska, we have a lot of farming here, and I love Nebraska because once I talk like this, I see corn right there. That's it. That's what I want to see. I love corn. I go to the store, I buy a lot of them, put in freezer, keep grabbing them and eat them. Hallelujah. This is the home of agriculture. This is the good life. This is the home of Arba. You see food all over the place. Bible mentioned that kind of blessing here. Your agriculture will be blessed. God's desire is for us to thrive in every area as reflection of his goodness in our lives. Example in the scripture in Matthew 6:33, ask my kingdom first in its righteousness, the rest will be added into you. The first thing and very important thing is the kingdom of God Almighty. Once you ask kingdom of God first, the rest will be added into you. Kingdom of God and it is righteousness. The rest will be added to you. You don't have to fight or struggle for the rest, but the rest will keep following you. Whatever you ask according to the desire of your heart will come to pass, and that is very important and is very crucial and very vital. And all these things will be given into you as well. Our priority should be seeking the kingdom, trusting that he will provide for our needs according to his riches and glory. Visibility of God's favor, the blessing described here in Book of Deuteronomy 28, reflecting not only a personal relationship with God, but also serve as a testimony. Because people are saved through our testimonies. The testimony that you tell them, you say, my God is so good. My God saved me from this accident. He helped me. He opened my eyes. The things that I used to do, I do them no more. That God, he said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you until the end of the age. That God, he said, I will be with you in your challenging time. That God, and which wipes the tears away. That God, which healed the broken heart. That God, which walks with you, going out or coming in. That God, which gives you opportunity to have that job. That God, that gives you that health so you can make a wealth. That God, praise the Lord, somebody. That God, there's nobody like him. He said, I am the Lord that I change his name, and I will never share my glory with anybody. Even my praise. That God that instruct Peter and the other disciples, do not leave from Jerusalem. You stay here until I send you power. That God. That tell Peter, do not move from Jerusalem. If that God tell you, do not move, stay there until he gives you the power. Then you'll move out with a purpose. You'll move out with the power in virtue of Holy Ghost. You go out there, you preach gospel, multitude will come to Christ beside. So that God, we have to apply this in our lives. As a follower of Christ, brothers and sisters, this morning, we are called to be salt and light of the world. And the city set on top of hill, which will never be hidden. Book of Matthew 5:13-16 there. Our obedience, the resulting that blessing, can draw others to discover the goodness of the Lord, the love of God, the grace of God in our lives. Because once they see you, they see the fruits of Holy Spirit. That will never be hidden. That woman there is a woman of God. That man there is a man of God. That young lady there is a child or daughter of God. So all these things is the package in this thing. In the corporate nature of God's covenant, this blessing, brothers, this morning, sisters, addressed to the entire nations. of Israel. And it's addressing today to the entire nation of the United States. This reminds us that our relationship with God and the blessings that follow are not individual kind of blessings. It's not individualistic kind of blessing, but it's a holistic one. It's a blessing for everyone, for everyone, for all of us, as the body of Christ. Our collective obedience as a body of Christ that will impact our community, that will impact our world, that will impact everything that we do in this generation. Each and every one of us have responsibility, have task, have duty to attend to. Once you do that with all your heart, you will start to see how God is going to mold other people through your life. Example here, as I'm winding down, from New Testament, the Act of Apostle, chapter 2, verses 44 to 47, the early church shared their passions and lived in unity. That was the first church, early church. They do all this kind of stuff. They do Bible study together. They eat together. They share Word of God together. They work together. They run together. They crawl together. They do all those things together because of the greatness of God Almighty. So that's what we have to do if we obey God. And then that will call to love and to one another. And they experienced also incredible blessings. Even miracles took place. Miracle took place, and the Lord added their number every day. For God to add our number, we have to do all this. He will continue to add number every day in our life. You see, neighborhood is big. People will keep coming to Church of God because we're doing what is right. In conclusion, as we embark in this new year, I want to encourage all of us, let us reflect on the obedience of God Almighty and open our doors. Open our doors so that we can see the abundance, as Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 10 said. Encourages us that when we fully admit or submit our lives to the Lord, we become vessel. We become vessel of Christ, the vessel of glory that will manifest Jesus everywhere we go, through which his blessings follow. Not just for ourselves, but for our families, for our churches, and for our community as well. Let us commit that today. Let us commit ourselves today to pursue God wholeheartedly and trusting in his promises. And that's important. And living lives of reflection into the righteousness of God